Fourth chapter, Sanatana Goswami visits the Lord. Vrindavanat punah praptam Shri Gauraha Shri Sanatanam Dehapatadavan snehat Shuddham chakre parikshaya.
When Sanatana Goswami returned from Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affectionately saved him from his determination to commit suicide. Then after testing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified his body.
So, Sanatana Goswami comes to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. On the way, he passes through Jharkhand forest. And because of some different water there, he catches some disease and the body is full of oozing sores with oozing pus. So he thinks that, oh, now my body is so useless with this disease, and even if I go to Jagannath Puri, I won't be able to visit Lord Jagannath, and with this body I won't be able to serve Lord Chaitanya also, my life is waste. So, I will somehow reach Jagannath Puri and visit Lord Chaitanya, and during Rathyatra time, I will just throw myself under the Ratha, Jagannath's Ratha, and then die on an auspicious day, in an auspicious place. That's wonderful. He makes a plan and he reaches Jagannath Puri. So, Lord Chaitanya receives him very nicely, and there was also a brief discussion about Anupam, Sri Vallabh, how he is a very nice Rama Bhakta, and all that were discussed. And after that, one day suddenly Lord Chaitanya comes and says, if I can get Krishna Prem by committing suicide, I would have given up my body hundreds of times. And he elaborates on that, how only by bhakti one can get Krishna, and not by suicide and not by any other means. So there is a long discussion. And Sanatana Goswami understands that, oh, Lord Chaitanya does not approve my suicide plan. So Sanatana Goswami gives up that plan. And Lord Chaitanya also tells Haridas Thakur, see this person, he is planning to give up his body. He told in an indirect way, Sanatana Goswami, your body is not your body. Your body is my property. And I need to accomplish so many things, so many tasks through your body. So now it is my property, and where you don't have the adhikar to just destroy someone else's property. Haridas Thakur, see this person, just teach him some moral conduct. He is trying to destroy someone else's property. It is not proper at all. So, like that, Lord Chaitanya discouraged him to commit suicide. So one day Lord Chaitanya asks Sanatana Goswami to come to a garden. So in that garden, Lord Chaitanya was having his meal, afternoon meal, and it's very hot in the afternoon, and he just sends someone to call Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami comes. So he comes on a sandy path via the beach, and he avoids that path in front of Simhadwara, which is a straightforward path, which is a little cool. It's not so hot. But he avoids that. The reason is because he is having a Muslim background. He's not allowed to enter the temple, and he's having a lot of sores on his body. He's a little diseased. So if he happens to encounter the priests there who are serving Jagannath, he might contaminate them. So I should not be causing any trouble to the priests there by showing my this form to the priests. So better I stay away. And he walks on a different path. And he didn't notice that there were so many boils on his feet also because of walking on such sandy path. So out of his intense eagerness to meet Lord Chaitanya, he just walked like that. So after coming to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest. He took his meal. So somehow from Govinda he took some remnants and he waited till Mahaprabhu got up, and then Mahaprabhu asked him, "In which path did you come?" He said, "I came via this path." "Oh, how did you come via that path?" Then he said, "I didn't even notice that it is very hot at that time. I just came." So Lord Chaitanya, "And I also felt that I will trouble the priests if I come on the path via Simhadwar." So Lord Chaitanya spoke about maryada, etiquette. Yes, we should not be disturbing someone who is doing some service. So it's the maryada palan which is very important for the devotees. Like that Lord Chaitanya gives some statements. And after that, and every time Lord Chaitanya comes to meet Sanatana Goswami, again Sanatana Goswami stays with Haridas Thakur only. Every time when he comes to meet, Lord Chaitanya embraces Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami would feel very embarrassed. So whatever oozing substances are there that are just touching the transcendental body of Lord Chaitanya, and Sanatana Goswami would feel extremely reluctant to come forward. Sometimes he would just stay away also. "I will not come, I will not come." Mahaprabhu forcefully drags him and embraces him. And all that pus will just stick to Mahaprabhu's body, and Sanatana Goswami is very unhappy with that. So one day he tells Jagadananda Pandit, his concern, "I am feeling very distressful that Lord Chaitanya is forcefully embracing me and embarrassing me." "So, and I wanted to commit suicide because of this body, but Lord Chaitanya disapproved my plans also. So what am I supposed to do now? I am unnecessarily causing trouble." Then Jagadananda Pandit said, "I have an idea for you. You should go back to Vrindavan. Actually, the main service that Lord Chaitanya has given you is to stay in Vrindavan. That is Prabhudatta Desha for you. Prabhu has given you that area for you to preach or do devotional service. You should go back. So attend Rathyatra, and you will see the Rathyatra, you will see Lord Jagannath, you have already seen Lord Chaitanya, you met the devotees. Your work is over. And you don't have to stay here and get embarrassed by the embraces of Lord Chaitanya. You can go back." So Jagadananda Pandit gives that advice. Then Sanatana Goswami says, yes, you are right. What you said is perfect. I should be doing that." And Jagadananda Pandit leaves. After some time, Lord Chaitanya comes. So Sanatana Goswami tells, "This is my plan. And I consulted Jagadananda Pandit also. It's wonderful. So I'm planning to leave." So Lord Chaitanya becomes extremely unhappy. He said, "Who is that Jaga? He is a very immature, young, and he's like a child in front of you. He's a mere boy in front of you." And Lord Chaitanya chastises Jagadananda Pandit so much. And Sanatana Goswami says, "My dear Lord, now I understood how Jagadananda Pandit is so dear to you. You are chastising him because he is very close to you. And you are just offering me praise and appreciation and respect, lot of respect and reverence, because I am not so close to you. You are very formal with me. And you are very intimate with him. So I understand the glory of the devotee." Sanatana Goswami was not carried away because Jagadananda Pandit was chastised and compared to a child in front of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami felt that, he is more intimate. So a devotee always finds some reason how another devotee is better than me. And a neophyte or a materialistic person finds different reasons how I am better than others. So Sanatana Goswami felt happy to see Jagadananda being so close to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya felt very unhappy. He felt a little embarrassed, ashamed. My God. And he clarified, "It's not that I am being formal with you or I am glorifying you. I feel that you deserve such glorification. You are doing such nice service. You are a nice devotee. So I am just glorifying you. And I am chastising Jagadananda Pandit not because he is more intimate to me than you. I am chastising him because I cannot tolerate any maryada vyatikram. I cannot tolerate any compromise on the etiquette. So you are a senior person, you are more advanced than him. So he is not supposed to be giving you any advice or instruction like that. That's why I'm just chastising him. So not that he is more dear to me and you are not so dear to me. It's not like that. And Lord Chaitanya eventually cures the bodily sores of Sanatana Goswami. And eventually he sends him to Vrindavan. Sanatana Goswami stays there for a couple of months and he goes to Vrindavan. So this is the subject matter of this chapter. Just a few minutes summary. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Neela Chala Haite Rupa Gaudaya Begela Mathura Haite Sanatana Neela Chala Aila. So Rupa Goswami went from Jagannath Puri to Bengal. And Sanatana Goswami went from Mathura to Jagannath Puri. So these two are like unable to meet, or they are like traveling in opposite directions or different paths. Jari Khanda Vanapate Aila Ekela Chaliya Kabhu Upavasa Kabhu Charvana Kariya Jari Khandera Jalera Doshe Upavasa Haite Ghatre Kandu Haila Rasa Pade Khaju Yaite. So Sanatana Goswami was walking alone, traveling alone by walk, not by train or bus or flight or some other vehicle, four wheeler, two wheeler. He is traveling alone by walking. So sometimes he fasted, sometimes he would eat. Whenever he gets some food, he will eat. No prasadam arrangements are also made. No phone call is made to the local ISKCON center to pack prasadam for 10 devotees on the yatra. We are going for yatra. Prasad chai. 11:30, our train will reach so and so station. By the time you should be ready. So he didn't say that. This is sadhu. Right? Sometimes we complain about certain facilities. What facility they had when they are doing devotional service? Because we need to be practical and all those things are there. But still, we can appreciate the quality of devotional service that these devotees have done, and the circumstances under which they traveled or they stayed or they did various activities. Next, when he is passing through Jharkhand forest, because of the bad water there, he got a disease. In fact, this disease was also inspired by or arranged by Lord Chaitanya only. Haridas Thakur says that. To test Sanatana Goswami. And he relieves him from the disease also. Nirveda Haila Pathe Karena Vichara Nicha Jati Deha Mora Atyanta Asara Jagannathe Gelatara Darshanana Paimu Prabhura Darshana Sada Karitena Rimu. So Sanatana Goswami became very disappointed. I am of a low caste and my body is useless for devotional service. So when I go to Jagannath Puri, I shall not be able to see Jagannath. And I can't always meet Lord Chaitanya also with this body. So better I commit suicide. So devotee undergoes this phases of disappointment sometimes. So Sanatana Goswami is on a very high platform of devotional service. So he is taking this decision out of his humility, out of his greatness. But the disappointment that a struggling sadhaka undergoes is not necessarily inspired by humility, but it could be inspired by inferiority complex. Right. So we need to differentiate between inferiority complex and humility, or some insecurity and humility. So insecurity, inferiority complex may seem like humility, but there's a lot of difference. And who can judge it? We ourselves, many times. And if needed, you can take help. But just by using common sense, many times we can figure out what's happening within us. So when we figure out, we need to work on it, like that. So, and when we are getting disappointed, we need not be so disappointed. Because disappointment is common. Discouragement is common. Right? So when Sanatana Goswami planned for a suicide, Lord Chaitanya stopped him, disapproved it. When Chota Haridas committed suicide, Lord Chaitanya said, yes, this is the punishment that a person is supposed to receive. You see, Sanatana Goswami is very pure. So Lord Chaitanya wanted him to be around for some service of writing devotional literature, excavating holy places and preaching bhakti and staying in Vrindavan. And Chota Haridas is also pure, no doubt about it. And Lord Chaitanya is well aware of it also. Still, he allowed him to commit suicide because he wanted Chota Haridas to be engaged or to be utilized for some other service. What is that service? To give a message to all followers of Lord Chaitanya that they should be extremely careful in their dealings with opposite sex. For that simple reason. So Lord Chaitanya is very strict. He didn't stop suicide. And he didn't feel guilty or bad also after suicide also. He is very confident. He just approved. So he wanted to make a point there. Just like Ramachandra, he banished Sita Devi, although Sita is pure. Why? Because he doesn't want the future kings to get affected by this example. Right? Sita is pure, that's why Lord Ram is staying with Sita, although she stayed at someone else's place for 1 year. But quoting Ram's example, people may maintain connection with so many other different ladies who are not pure like Sita Devi. So Lord Ram wanted to avoid that. So sometimes even Krishna also and his devotees also may take extreme steps in correcting people or in conducting themselves also, in taking certain decisions. So that is meant for giving a grave message to people in general, to the followers of future, that one needs to get a caution note. But in general, you can see in most pastimes of the Lord, especially Lord Chaitanya, he is very kind-hearted. Right? These exceptions and these special cases are there to give a caution note. So Sanatana Goswami is planning to commit suicide. Jagannathera sevaka fere mandira nikate sani suni taravasa sthiti mandira nikate yaite mora nahi shakti. I heard that Mahaprabhu is staying close to the temple and I can't go close to the temple. Jagannathera sevaka fere karaya karya anurodhe tarasparsha haile mora habe aparadhe. ताते यदि यही देहा भालस्थाने दिए दुख शांति हय आरा सद्गति पाइए. So the servants of Jagannath, the pujaris there, they generally move about tending to their duties in front of the temple, and I can't just go with this body in front of the temple. Sometimes even in one's eagerness to take darshan of the Lord or to participate in certain devotional activity or whatever, someone may be obsessed with one's own desire more than being concerned about how his presence would affect the service there. Definitely, if he is around there, and people may not object that point him out. Right? Somebody who is having some disease is passing by. He is not coming in the temple. He is just passing by the temple. So, because he is so sensitive, Sanatana Goswami, he does not want even to cause that much trouble also. If my presence even causes slightest trouble to these devotees, servants of Jagannath, I should just control myself. I should restrain myself from doing it. I should go somewhere far And then, so eagerness for mercy is one thing, being sensitive in grabbing that mercy is another thing. For example, when some sannyasi will just come, to get the mercy of sannyasi, yeah, different people will show eagerness for that appointment or for coming forward and all. But if they, some devotees notice that he is in the middle of something, he is doing something, why should I unnecessarily go and bother him? Let me just stay away, maintain some distance. Yes, I am eager for mercy. When it comes, I will take. But now he is busy doing something, I should just stay away. So that sensitivity, to express that sensitivity, to exhibit that sensitivity, one needs some humility. Right? So Sanatana Goswami is feeling like that. So his plan is, Tate yedi yehi deha bhalasthane diye. I will give up this body in a good place, like Jagannath Puri. Dukkha shanti, I will mitigate my distress. Haya ara sadgati prai. And I will get a good destination also, because I give up my body in a good place, I get good destination. Right? So Mahaprabhu ultimately disapproved this. Seeing Sanatana Goswami, you can't make such plans. Although one may have disqualifications and all. So Mahaprabhu disapproved it later. Jagannatha, and actually that also needs a lot of humility and confidence to make a plan like this. How much he is overwhelmed with humility that I am useless, let me commit suicide. Suicide kyun karu? I can do many things. Right? So that's like next. Jagannatha Ratha Yatraya Haibena Bahira Tarar Ratha Chakraya Chadimuye Sharira. Plan is clear. During Rathyatra, I will just give up my body under the wheel of his car. So much crowd is there. People cannot notice. Somebody is under the Ratha car. So he just made such a plan. Mahaprabhura Aage Ara Dekhi Jagannath Rathe Deha Chadimu Yehi Parama Purusha Artha. So that's how I will attain the highest benediction of my life. Eta nischaya kari nila chale aila loke puchi haridasa sthane uttarila. So like that he came to Jagannath Puri and he asked different people, where is Haridas Thakur sat? And he reached Haridas Thakur. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, both are coming to Haridas Thakur only. They are not going to Dharma Bhattacharya. They are not going to Ramananda Raya. They are not going to Sarup Damodar Goswami. So Haridas Thakur seems to be more close to them. And Muslim background also is there. So the relation is, and the first approachable person is Haridas Thakur for them, for both of them. Meetings? Earlier? I don't know. Anyone knows? Earlier meetings of Rupa Sanatan and Haridas Thakur. Okay. You can do research. Eita nischaya kari Haridasera Kailateha Charana Vandan Jani Haridasa Tare Kaila Alingan Mahaprabhu Dekite Tara Utkantila Utkantitamana Haridasa Kahe Prabhu Asi Bena Ekhana. So he offered respects to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur knew him already and he embraced him. So he was eager to see Mahaprabhu. So Haridas Thakur said, Lord is coming here very soon. Because after Uppala Bhoga, Lord comes right there. Hena Kale Prabhu Uppala Bhoga Dekhiya Haridas Milite Aila Bhakta Ganalaya Prabhu Deki Duhepode Dandavata Haya Prabhu Alingila Haridasere Uthaya. So Mahaprabhu came after Uppala Bhoga. And both of them fell flat at his feet. And the Lord lifted Haridas Thakur and embraced him. And there is another new person, Sanatana Goswami. Haridas Thakur said to Mahaprabhu. So shall I paraphrase? You're okay? So, here is Sanatana Goswami offering you obeisances. Seeing Sanatana Goswami, the Lord was greatly surprised. So you have come. So Mahaprabhu came forward to embrace Sanatana Goswami also, but Sanatana Goswami ran away, as I said earlier. So, my Lord, please don't touch me. Morena chuniya Prabhu pado to marapaya. Ekanicha jati adhama ara kandurasa gaya. I will fall at your lotus feet, my dear Lord Chaitanya. Don't come near me. Why? Number one, I am coming from a nicha jati. I am low born. Number two, I have an infectious disease. Balatkare prabhutare alingana kaila. Kandukleda mahaprabhura sri angela gila. So balatkare, by forcefully Lord Chaitanya embraced Sanatana Goswami. Right? And the moisture from the oozing, itching source from Sanatana Goswami's body touched Lord Chaitanya's body. And the Lord introduced all the devotees to Sanatana Goswami, who offered respectful obeisances unto the Lord. And the Lord and his devotees sat on a raised platform, and Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami sat down. Same thing with Rupa Goswami also. So, Kushala Varta Mahaprabhu Puchena Sanatani Teha Kahena Parama Mangala Dekhi Nucharani. So, Mahaprabhu asked him, how are you doing? Are you well? So, Sanatana Goswami said, everything is auspicious because I have seen you, my dear Lord. Everything is wonderful. Fine. It's really fine. He is really fine. Many times we ask people, how are you? They say, fine. We are not sure whether they are fine. And we say also, when someone asks us, how are you? We say, fine. But Sanatana Goswami, when he says fine, the reason for his being fine is, he saw the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And the Lord asked about the other Vaishnavas at Mathura. Sanatana Goswami informed them of their health and their fortune and other things. And Lord Chaitanya told, your brother came here, Rupa Goswami. He was here for 10 months. Then he went to Bengal just 10 days ago. So, and your brother Anupam died. Because Sanatana Goswami was on his travel. And Anupam was along with Rupa Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami may not be aware, or he may be aware, but at this point, it's Lord Chaitanya who is giving him the news of Anupam's death. Because Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami are traveling in separate manner. So your friend, Anupam brother, he died. He was a very good devotee of Lord Ramachandra. Sanatana Goswami said, Sanatana kahe nicha vamshemara janma adharma anyaya yata amara kula dharma. Sanatana Goswami is constantly remembering his disqualifications. I was born in a low family, and my family committed all kinds of irreligious activities and violated scriptural injunctions. Amara kula dharma. Hena vamsha ghrina chadi. Kaila Angikar Tomara Krupaya Vamshe Mangala Amar. Although we are low born and we have such background, still you have accepted both of us, my dear Lord. Accepted our family. So Lord Chaitanya is very affectionate to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he is very much appreciative of Anupam's devotion to Lord Ramachandra. So all the three brothers got profuse blessings and affection of Lord Chaitanya, and Sanatana Goswami is expressing his heartfelt gratitude for the same. Sei Anupama Bhai Shishukala Haite Raghunatha Upasana Kare Dridha Chitte. From the very beginning of his childhood, Anupam used to worship Ramchandra or Raghunath with great determination. Upasana dridha chitte, undeviating devotion to Ram. Ratri dine raghunathera nama aradhyana. Ramayana niravadhi sunekare gana. So he takes the name of Ram He does dhyan, he meditates on Lord Ramachandra, he hears Ramayana, he speaks Ramayana. Next, Rupa Goswami and I are his elder brothers. He stayed with us continuously. Then he heard Bhagavatam and talks about Krishna also along with us. And both of us also examined him. We used to tell him, dear Vallabha or Anupam, please hear from us. Krishna is supremely attractive. Sunaha Vallabha Krishna Parama Madhura Saundarya Madhurya Prema Vilasa Prachura. And his beauty, his sweetness and pastimes of love are without limit. So why don't you become devotee of Krishna? Engage yourself in devotional service of Krishna. Krishna bhajana kara tumi amaduhar sangi. So these two brothers are telling their younger brother, you also become devotee of Krishna and all three of us will perform devotional service to Krishna. Not Ram. Ram ko chhod do. Krishna ko pakdo. So, teena bhai ekatra rahimu Krishna katha rangi. We'll discuss about Krishna. And not once. Repeatedly they were told. Yehi mata bara bara kahi dui jana ama duhara gaurave kichu puri gela mana. Because of his respect towards both of us, our repeated requests had an impact on Anupam. Anupam agreed. There is some change in his mind. So Vallabh replied, my dear brothers, how can I disobey your orders? Initiate me into Krishna mantra so that I may perform devotional service unto Krishna. He agreed. So after saying this, he went back to sleep. At the night he started thinking, how shall I give up the lotus feet of Ramachandra? How can I do that? Kemane chadimu Raghunathera charana sabaratri krandana kari kaila jagarana. And whole night he could not sleep. He could not accommodate the thought of giving up his devotion to Ram and embracing Krishna. So pratah kale ama duhaya kaila nivedana. So next day morning he came to both of us and requested. Raghunathera pada padme vechiyachon matha kaditena paron matha pana bada vyatha paya bada vyatha. I have sold my head to the lotus feet of Ramachandra. I cannot take it away. It's too painful for me to give up my devotion to Ramachandra. So please be merciful and order me in such a way that life after life I can only serve Ramachandra. It's impossible for me to give up his lotus feet. And if I even think of that, my heart breaks. Although I agreed to your order and I tried, but it's too difficult for me to do this. Tabe ami duhare tari aingana kailun sadhu dhruda bhakti tumar kahi prashamsilun. So sadhu, they said wonderful. You are a saintly devotee and your devotion to Ramachandra is really exemplary. So this is how one should be determined to worship one's beloved Lord. So we will not push you to become Krishna's devotee anymore. So all these things Sanatana Goswami was telling Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri in Haridas Thakur Sat. So he is concluding, my dear Lord, my family, the family upon which you bestow even a little mercy is about, is always fortunate, for such mercy makes all miseries disappear. Evam shera upare tumara haya kripalesha sakala mangala tahe khande sabaklesha. So my dear Lord, whichever family you are showing affection to, it's very fortunate. And that mercy will take away all miseries. So, Lord Chaitanya said, actually Murari Gupta is also exactly like this. Murari Gupta is also very much devoted to Ram and I told him to change his devotion to Krishna. And he said, okay, I will do it. But he went back and he thought in the night, he could not sleep. And next day morning he came and said, my dear Lord, I cannot give up my devotion to Ramachandra and I cannot give up your order. Better I give up my life. So I will die. So then Lord Chaitanya appreciated his devotion to Ram and said, okay, continue. So, Si Bhakta Dhanya Yena Chade Prabhura Charan Si Prabhu Dhanya Yena Chade Nijajan So this wonderful verse describes the ideal relationship between a master and a devotee. Sei bhakta dhanya, a devotee is glorious if he does not leave the lotus feet of his beloved Lord. And a Lord is glorious if he does not give up his devotee. So like that, there is a wonderful thick relationship between the Lord and his devotee. Both of them do not abandon each other under any circumstances. Durdaiva sevaka yadi yaya anyasthane seyi thakura dhanyatare chule dhari ani. If by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who tries to pull him back. He catches his hair and then pulls him back to the regular track. It is very good that you have arrived here. Now stay in this room with Haridas Thakur. Both of you are expert in understanding the mellows of Krishna's devotional service. Krishna bhakti rasa duye parama pradhana. Krishna rasa asvadana karalaha Krishna naam. So you both are nice devotees of Krishna. Sit here and do aswadan. You relish Krishna katha and Krishna bhakti by associating with each other. So bhakti is best relished in the association of devotees. Bhagavatam and Krishna katha is best relished in the association of devotees. Yes, self-study has certain flavor, but group study has different flavor. Agree? So like that different, yes. So you both, but for that we need Svajatiya, like-minded, compatible study partner is needed. The compatibility has various factors. It could be pace, it could be taste, it could be, some people like Aishwarya pastimes, some people like Madhurya pastimes. Some people like Prabhupada's purports, some people like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's purports. Some people want to go fast, some people want to go slow. Some people like to memorize verses, some people say, English padenge yaar. Language is not that important, meaning is important. So like that, different tastes are there. You just find out your Svajatiya, compatible partner in an external sense, but similar aspirations of developing love for Krishna in an internal sense. So somehow if you manage to find some partner like that, in that association bhakti becomes relishable. Any activity for that matter, you are convinced about doing a project, he is also convinced about doing a project. If you do it alone, you will not get relish. But if you do it together with such a convinced partner as much as yours, that's wonderful. Both of you are working for the same end, same goal, with more or less similar natures or attitudes or pace, etc. So that's really relishable. So we need to find at least few people like that, so that we can continue for a long time. So, but practically speaking, 100% compatible partner is very difficult to find. What I see is, you are compatible with different people in different areas. So like that you have multiple partners. It's a practical thing, it's not a Shastra Vakya, it's not Veda Vakya. You see what is practical for you. But principle is clear. Bhakti is best relished and performed in the association of devotees. Different limbs of bhakti are performed effectively with other devotees, in the association of other devotees. If you are alone trying to do it, it's not very easy. Some people who are really self-determined, Haridas Thakur can sit alone at one place on a sand beach. In the previous chapter is mentioned, he's chanting alone 192 rounds. Chanting alone 192 rounds? Chanting alone 16 rounds also is difficult. Unless we are in the temple hall, it's difficult to chant 16 rounds. Did you notice? When you're sitting in the temple hall and chanting your 16 rounds, the rounds are little better. If you're alone somewhere, it's not that effective. But Sangha has an impact during chanting. Huh? Parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavadyashah mithava ratir mithastushtir nivruttir mitha atmanah. Chanting in circle. So when we are outside devotee associations and you go home. Right? For example, at home people are not very favorable. There you try to chant. How effectively can we chant? Right? Maybe 1 or 2 days you may be doing it, but you can't be doing it long term. So bhakti is best relished in the best performed. Once you perform, then relish will happen later. Bhakti is best performed and relished in the association of like-minded devotees. And the like-minded is a very broad term. Okay. In this way, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of Mahaprabhu and associated with Haridas Thakur. And he would see the chakra of the temple and offer obeisances. Jagannathera chakra dekhi karena pranami. He can't go inside. Just seeing the chakra is satisfactory for him. Prabhu asi prati dina milena dui jane ishtagoshti krishna katha kahe katakshani. Every day Mahaprabhu would come after Upalbhog and then he gives them prasad and he stays with them for some time and they do little krishna katha. And prasadam also he gives of the highest quality prasad. Diya prasad paya nitya jagannatha mandire taha ani nitya avashya dena dohankare. Eka dina asi prabhu duhare milila sanatane achambite kahite lagila. So one day he met Sanatana Goswami and started speaking. Sanatana dehatyaga krishna yadi paye koti deha krishna ke tabe chhadite pairiye. My dear Sanatana Goswami, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I am prepared to give up my body 100 times. Without a moment's hesitation. Koti deha. Koti means millions of bodies I would have given up. Not hundreds. Deha tyaga Krishna na pai paiya bhajane. Krishna praptyera upaya kona nahe bhakti vine. By dehatyaga, by giving up one's material body, external body, you cannot get Krishna. Suicide will not give you Krishna. Bhajan will give you Krishna. 5964 will give you Krishna. Not suicide, dehatyaga. Krishna praptyera upaya kona nahi bhakti vine. There is no other way of attaining Krishna apart from bhakti. Dehatyagadi yata sabattamo dharma. Tamora jo dharma krishne rana paiya marma. Committing suicide is a quality of ignorance. Tamo dharma. How can you attain Krishna by ignorance? Impossible. Right? Bhakti vina krishna kabhu nahe premodai. Prema vina bhakti krishna prapti anya haite nai. If there is no bhakti, there is no prema. If there is no prema, there is no Krishna. You can't get prema without bhakti. You can't get Krishna without prema. Question? Yeah.
We have read that Sanatana Goswami, he wanted to commit suicide because of his humility. He had a lot of devotion. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing him something which he is not. Huh? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing something to him which actually is not like that. So why it is like that? Why is he instructing him like this?
He did not approve suicide. Suicide is not a appropriate plan. That's what he is telling. Na? By suicide you will not get Krishna and all. He is highlighting another perspective of this whole suicide plan. So, in the right mood, Sanatana Goswami is planning to do a wrong action. Right? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the right understanding behind doing this action and disapproved that action. So, the mood is right. Humility. Feeling of a feeling that I don't deserve, I'm not qualified, I am low born, I am useless. So this, that mood is nice for a devotee, but the expression of that mood, which is not very pleasant here, that is suicide, that is not right. Mahaprabhu is just correcting that. He accepted the humility. Mahaprabhu is extremely pleased with the humility of Sanatana Goswami. But he did not approve the action. So sometimes we may be right for the wrong reason. Sometimes we may be wrong for the right reason. In the right mood. Mood is nice, but the expression of the mood becomes little too much, or exaggerated, or unnecessary, or extreme. So it's like that. If you give a body in a holy place, definitely you'll get good destination. But why is he planning to commit suicide where his body could be engaged nicely in Krishna's service? So this mood, his humility, all these are like wonderfully accepted. But
Yes,
does it make sense what I said?
Similar, like I just wanted to ask, like in case of Chota Haridas, even this statement is like absolute, na, in one sense.
Bhakti vina Krishna kabhu.
By performing suicide, one cannot attain Krishna. Bhajan, one can attain Krishna. But
yes.
What in case of Chota Haridas? Like?
Yes, opposite thing is happening there. That's why we cannot take every statement literally. We need to understand pastimes at different levels. Some statements we should take literally, that is like very much aligning with Siddhanta. Some are contextual statements. And some pastimes are an absolute plane completely. There are no stars, conditions apply are not there. Some pastimes, you need to understand them in proper perspective. I already mentioned. So Mahaprabhu had a deeper perspective, deeper purpose to be fulfilled by allowing Haridas to, Chota Haridas to commit suicide. There is a deeper message that he wants to give all of us through him. He utilized him like that. So, but by committing suicide, he attained Krishna's lotus feet only. By committing suicide, Chota Haridas attained Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. That is very clearly mentioned. It's not for the reason of committing suicide that he attained. That suicide is a secondary expression. Primarily, he has a lot of devotion towards Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and he attained the result. And the suicide thing is is used by Lord Chaitanya to communicate a message to the future sadhakas. Right? And it's a very extreme example which you won't find on a regular basis. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some strict cases are only few. Kind cases are innumerable. Right? Some exceptional cases are there. So, now you see, yam yam api saran bhavam chetante kalevarum. Apparently, Bharat Maharaj's example is like that. He's thinking about deer, he got a deer body. Then, Krishna applied that formula. But he has to apply a combination of 2-3 formulas there. What are different formulas applied there? One is Yamyam Vapi. That's a message to all of us. Second, which is important, is to teach him a lesson for his distraction in devotional service. You can't afford to be distracted, my dear Bharat Maharaj, like this. So I'll give you heavy punishment for your mistake. But ultimately, from an absolute plane on the scale of eternity, just one lifetime of a deer in an animal body for maybe few years, it's not very much on the scale of eternity. So the punishment is also token punishment only, because it is one lifetime. Sadhakas will take it seriously because they don't have eternal perspective. They can't think about eternal time. They can only think about one lifetime. Oh, one lifetime we have to become an animal. My God, I should be more alert. I should not be distracted. I should not just show compassion on people or living entities that are, that I don't deserve to, that they're not deserve my time, valuable time of human life. So like that. So now different pastimes are enacted are manifested to give different messages. There are absolute principles, some are really absolute, some are applied, some principles are exhibited in certain pastimes according to the context there. Right? Apparently, so-and-so principle is being compromised in certain context, but actually it's not. And you will be able to understand it only if you see it from a different angle. So different times, different angles are highlighted. Does it make sense? And I think we have discussed on this theme several times in our regular classes also. So Shiva is a dhir purusha, but Mohini Murti bewildered him. So in one sense, one should be very careful with the opposite sex. One cannot be overconfident in thinking that I am always sense-controlled, etc., etc. But from another angle, it's not that Shiva is just getting distracted by any other materialistic woman. It's the internal potency of Krishna. Krishna manifested his internal potency to captivate Shiva. That's a glorification of Shiva. From one side, it's embarrassment of Shiva. From another side, it is the glorification of Shiva. So we need to see it from multiple angles. Makes sense. So, as we said in Priyavrata Kumara's example, Kumara said no to that seva and Priyavrata said yes. Seva is same for both, but one said yes, one said no. Both are right. Both are 100% right. The motivation is different. Kumara's motivation is to become Vasudeva Parayana. And by remaining a brahmachari. And they honestly communicated. And Priyavrati is, okay, even if it just troubles me in my performance in devotional service, still, to assist my superiors, I will do this sacrifice. Sacrificing spirit, Kelly, you quote that example. So it's the motivation and it's the spirit behind the pastime that we need to really look into. Apparently, that may seemingly compromising some principle. Hari, the four Kumaras compromised the principle of obedience to a superior. They became little disrespectful to Brahmaji by not taking his order. But for what reason? There's a bona fide reason. So that reason has to be given more prominence than their apparent disobedience. And now similarly, for Priyavrata also, how could he compromise devotional service just to become a king? This is eternal dharma and this is a material and a temporary dharma. Taking care of kingdom, taking care of citizens is a temporary thing. How can you compromise a permanent path of devotional service? How can you slow down or compromise or give a break or interrupt your devotional service for some substandard reason? You can't question like that. Their sacrifice spirit is being highlighted by the acharyas. Right? So motivation is to assist my superiors. So, the motive takes the main seat in all these things. The spirit behind them. What is Lord's motive? So, here Lord's motive is very clear. That Sanatana Goswami has a lot of service to do. He can't take an independent decision that I will give up my body. When he can potentially be engaged in so many important services. If Sanatana Goswami is not there, how can we read Vaishnava Toshini today? If he has actually committed suicide, where will you get Vaishnava Toshini? Bhagavatam commentary. Where will you get many other literatures that he has written? Hari Bhakti Vilas he has written. And we recite Sanatana Goswami's prayers. What is that? Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyusha, Sarva Vedaika Satvala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhyaya, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Kalidhvanto Ditaditya, Sri Krishna Parivartita. If Sanatana Goswami had committed suicide, how will we understand the glories of Bhagavatam? How will we offer prayers to Bhagavatam? So Lord Chaitanya has a vision for all of this. So considering the future service that Sanatana Goswami is about to do, he stopped the suicide. For that, he used these statements. By committing suicide, you will not get Krishna. But although Chota Haridas committed suicide, he got Krishna. Now, this statement is nice, statement is absolute, but there is a star conditions apply there. Right? There are some exceptions to the statement. But Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam Kali, there is no exceptions. There is no corollary there. In theorem, you write some corollary, right? Corollary, what is called? At the end. Makes sense. This is what I understood. There can be more understanding to it. Hari Gopal, you want to share anything on this theme?
Horrible place and met an accident or something. And leaves the body.
What is their destination? Whatever they deserve, they will attain. Accident mein mar gaya to kidhar jayega mere ko kya pata.
Holy place, na? No, holy place.
Holy place, then he will get a holy destination. In general. Unless he is such a... unless he has so many disqualifications.
It depends on consciousness or how...
Ultimately, everything depends on consciousness. Right? But there are some favorable factors, this and that, that may influence people in certain ways because of being somewhere. Right? For example, what you deserve is one chapati and rice dal sabji only. Somehow you manage to be around when Mahaprasad distribution is happening. You get little extra stuff also. You get this also. That's your good fortune, there's some special arrangement or some special mercy. But you can't expect that in every meal. Like that. So if he goes to holy place, he may get little extra benefit. But ultimately, one gets what he deserves. And sometimes he may get little extra quota of mercy if he is fortunate or if someone takes some compassion on him. Okay. Question is not that clear to me. Holy place and commit suicide. Dekhna padega Chitra Gupta ka. What is his manual? We need to see their process manual. I can't say exactly. That very pinpointed specific things I can't say exactly. He is thinking in that terms, but Mahaprabhu disapproved this. See, technically his thought pattern is like, I will give a body in a holy place, I will get a good destination. Right? It's a simple thing, but there is a higher understanding to it. As a generic understanding, it's fine. But there is a higher understanding to this also. A deeper understanding to this. Star conditions apply. Just like they put the advertisement, right? You pay 449,99,999 rupees and book the flat. 2 BHK. There is a star. And there are conditions apply. So many conditions. EMI is na hona chahiye, oh hai, like that. So like that, some statements are in general fine. But there are some conditions that just come. Sun rises in the east. There are no star conditions apply. Star condition. Only on Sunday he will rise in the east. On Monday it changes. On Tuesday thoda northeast mein ho jayega. On Wednesday it becomes southeast. In general east, but there are no star conditions apply in certain things. But some things, they are like that. Their things are little subjective according to... Objectively, there are so many statements, but there are statements that are a bit subjective, slightly subjective. Some are more subjective. Some are like really subjective, always subjective. Like that. Make sense? Yes, Praveen Prabhu, any comments on this? Bhakti Vine Krishna... Krishna kabhu nahe premodai. Prema vina Krishna prapti anya haite nai. Nasadhayati mam yogo nashankhyam dharma uddhava. Nasvadhyayas tapastyago yatha bhaktir mamorjita. You know this verse. So without bhakti you cannot get Krishna by yoga, this and that. Dehatyagadi tamo dharma pataka karana. Sadhaka na payatate Krishna racharana. Measures like suicide are causes of sin. A devotee never achieves shelter of Krishna's feet by such actions. Priyami bhakta viyoge chahe deha chhadite. Preme Krishna mile seha na pare marite. Mahaprabhu is giving an exception here. You see, he in general disapproved the plans of a devotee to commit suicide. Right? But sometimes, out of intense feelings of separation from Krishna, a devotee may plan to commit suicide, and that plan and that decision and that resolution is a part of his love for Krishna. Because love for Krishna can be expressed in multiple ways, different ways. So, however, because of his longing, and if I don't Krishna, I will even commit suicide. So, because of that intense longing for Krishna, actually he will get the audience of Krishna and he will give up his plan for committing suicide. And that plan to commit suicide earlier, that cannot be counted as sin. That cannot be counted as tamodharma. That's a way in which one can express love. Right? A mother may slap the child. Now, if you slap him, it's an offense. Or you chastise him or give galley to him, that's an offense. But if you are mother and if you are a child, it's not offense. It's not a mistake. It's not unpleasant because mother has a certain mood. Right? It's the intent behind the activity which has to be counted more than the activity in itself. Who is involved? Who is doing? At what time he is doing? Under what circumstances he is doing? With what motives he is doing? That's all very important. So, generally slapping another person is considered offensive. But when a mother slaps a child, it's with an intense mood of love and affection and an aspiration to rectify the child's mentality or whatever. There are different reasons why a mother can slap a child. Right? So similarly, when one actually plans to commit suicide, that is mode of ignorance. And it will not give him Krishna in general. But out of intense love and longing and separation from Krishna, if one says, I will commit suicide, we have discussed a lot, right? During Virahagita episode, Radharani said, I will commit suicide if you go to Mathura, Krishna. And Krishna had to pacify her so much. Okay, I will come once in a month every day. Every month I will come once. Then again she says, if you don't come ever once in a month, I will commit suicide. Do you say it's tamo? Certainly not. Right? That's an expression of love. Sometimes love is expressed by slapping, by chastising, by threatening to commit suicide, or by doing something else, by throwing some plates on your face, or by not eating. Nirahar diksha karunga. As pura din, I will not eat only. You can't count it as fasting on Ekadashi. That's out of anger. And that if that anger is out of love, that's wonderful, relishable. So like that. So, apparently absolute meaning of a statement, does not mean that there is no exception. There are some exceptions to certain statements. Some statements, there are no exception or no conditions apply. No stars, no conditions apply. But some are like that. And see here, although such a devotee who is planning to commit suicide is determined to do so, he wants to give up his life out of intense feelings of separation from Krishna, ultimately he will give up that plan of committing suicide because of his intense expression, Krishna will come. Right? Krishna will come and give him audience and he will not commit suicide. Ultimately, it's not that committing suicide is my desire. My desire is to serve Krishna, to see Krishna. So because Krishna is not there, I said I will commit suicide. But Krishna is there, then I will give up my plan. Simple. Whether Krishna is there or not, I will commit suicide. That's a different thing. Right? So here, what is primary, what is secondary? Here, why Sanatana Goswami planned to commit suicide? Because I cannot see Jagannath in the temple. I cannot touch Lord Chaitanya's body with this Chaitanya's body with my body infected with so many itching sores. And I cannot perform devotional service effectively with this third class body, which is actually not. he is planning to commit suicide. But it's not that Sanatana Goswami has a great taste and relish and excitement in committing suicide. If he is able to get to serve Krishna, serve Lord Chaitanya, and perform his devotional service, he will not commit suicide, simple. So Mahaprabhu, after some time, he will just remove those itching sores in the body and then, no suicide, no need to commit suicide, simple. Right? It's Sanatana Goswami's thing is, motive is basically, I should be able to perform devotional service nicely. And because this body is unable to facilitate that, that's why I will give it up. So his primary motive is to perform bhakti, not to commit suicide. Makes sense. Next. One who is deeply in love with Krishna cannot tolerate separation from him. Therefore, a devotee always desires his own death. Yasyangri pankaja rajahasnapanam mahanto vanchantyumapati rivatmatamo pahatyai yarihyambujakshana labheya bhavat prasadam jahiyamasun vratakrishan chata janma bhishyat.
O lotus eyed one, great personality like Lord Shiva, desire to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet to drive away ignorance. If I do not get the mercy of your lordship, I shall observe vow to reduce the duration of my life, and thus I shall give up the bodies for hundreds of births, if it is possible to get your mercy in that way.
If I can get mercy, I will give up my life. I will follow vows. I mean, I will fast till death. And I will jump somewhere else. Raghunath Das Goswami says, right? In the separation from Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, I will give up my body. Govardhan is looking like an aghasur for me. Raghunath Das Goswami says. And he's planned to commit suicide. Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa. In their absence, I don't feel like existing. Pashanya Kutibu Mata. So, that's feelings of separation. Those actually, committing suicide is not the primary thing that they want to do. It's not that they have any excitement. It's a detail in expression because of their internal emotion. Right? One can be, sometimes one cannot be so carried away by the expression, disregarding the emotion. Why this kind of expression is coming? Because of an emotion within the heart. So when you empathize with the emotion, you will not literally take the expression. Many times we are carried away by the external expression. Are you sabola isne? क्यों बोला? Because of certain certain वो बेचारा hungry है, उसको प्रसाद नहीं मिला है, पूरा सुबह से fasting कर रहे हैं, and इतना धूप है, so out of that frustration he said something with चलेगा, but ऐसा कैसा बोल सकता है यार, कितना भी भूखा हो, भूखा हो, फिर भी, so like that sometimes we just give so much of importance to the expression, disregarding the emotion, many times, are all the times, or at least most of the times, emotion is more important than the expression. And many times, expression and emotion are consistent, but sometimes may not be, not necessarily. Right. Continue, 64th verse.
Oh dear Krishna, by your smiling glances and melodious talk, you have awakened a fire of lusty desire in our hearts. Now you should extinguish that fire with a stream of nectar from your lips, by kissing us. Kindly do this, otherwise, dear friend, the fire within our heart will burn our bodies to ashes because of separation from you. Thus, by meditation, we shall claim shelter at your lotus feet.
So, he quoted some verses. Kubuddhi chadiya karasravana kirtan achirat pabe tabe krishne racharan. So, kubuddhi chadiya, give up these nonsensical desires. He's saying like that. Ultimately, Sanatana Goswami desired to commit suicide only because of his frustration with his own body that is not facilitating him to practice devotional service. So that mood is understood by Mahaprabhu. But sometimes you have to speak in a intense manner, in a strong manner to communicate the message. Give up your nonsensical desires. Kubuddhi chadiya. That much impact is needed, but you can't take it literally. Sanatana Goswami has kubuddhi. You can't say like that. But from Mahaprabhu's side, he has to say that to discourage him from committing suicide. We need to always see context, right? And the mood and the spirit in which a person is saying, especially in the scriptures. See, acharyas understand the context very well. Acharyas understand the emotions and mood and spirit of the shastric statements spoken by different people. For example, durayapahi alpatapasa seva vaikuntha vartmasu. Matlab tapasya kiya to vaishno seva mil jayega kya? No. It's a conventional way of saying that. Alpatapasa. Someone who is meager in austerity cannot get the opportunity to serve pure Vaishnavas. Means, I should do austerities. Bhagavatam mein likha hai sir. Understand the mood. It's not about austerity. Yes? Next. Niche jati nahe Krishna bhajane ayogya. Satkula vipranahe bhajane rayogya. So it does not mean that someone who is coming from a niche jati, another aspect of his humility, Sanatana Goswami's humility is, I am coming from niche jati. One, my body is having itching sores and it's damaged, it's abominable, and my caste is also abominable. He says, niche jati is not a problem, disqualification for devotional service. Satkula vipra nahe bhajanera yogya. Just because someone takes birth in a high brahmana family, that doesn't mean he is qualified for devotional service. Yehi bhaje sehi bada abhakta hi nachara. Krishna bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichara. Yehi bhaje sehi bada. One who performs bhakti to Krishna, he is exalted. Kaun? Bada admi kaun hai? Sehi bhaje. One who does bhakti is a bada admi. Right? So, abhakta hina chara. Abhakta means a non-devotee, could be a very important person. He is a VIP, he may be this, he may be that, he may be a wealthy person, knowledgeable person. But hina, he is lowest. Chara, very condemned person, abominable person. Like that. Krishna bhajane nahi ya jati kuladi vichara. So, for Krishna bhajana, there is no jati, there is no kula, there is nothing like that. So, that's the understanding Mahaprabhu is giving. Dine re adhika daya kare bhagavan. Kulina pandita dinera bada abhiman. So dina, one who is very humble. Krishna is always favorable to such humble people. Kulina pandita dhanira bada abhiman. Generally, these aristocratic people, kulina means aristocratic people. Pandita means scholarly people. Or kone dhani means wealthy people. So all these people are very proud of their positions. But Krishna is not impressed with their kula and dhana. He is impressed with dainya. That is humility. You know this verse. Vipra dvishad guna yuta daravindana bha. Padaravinda vimukhat svapacham varishtham. Manye tadarpita mano vachane hitartha. Pranam punati sakulam natu bhuri banaham. So, you know this verse. Vipra dvishat guna yutat. So, dvishat guna means 12 qualities that a vipra can possess. So, still, he cannot purify his own self, what to speak of his dynasty. But someone who has taken birth in the family of a dog eaters, such person can purify his entire dynasty also. Pranam punati sakulam, along with his dynasty, he purifies himself. So it's not Brahmanical qualifications, it's more about devotion. And what are the 12 qualifications of Brahmana? The previous verses. Manye dhana abhijana rupa tapasruta ujaha tejaha prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yoga. All that. So one has to do bhajan. And what is that bhajan? Bhajanera majya sreshta navavidha bhakti. There are different limbs of bhajan. And of that, navavidha bhakti. 9 process of devotional service are very effective. Krishna prema, Krishna dite, dharya mahashakti. By performing these 9 processes of bhakti, one can get Krishna prema and Krishna himself. So, in the beginning, these processes are executed according to regulative methods, and after one is mature, he will do them spontaneously. Raganoga and Vaidhi. Taramadhya sarvasreshta nama sankirtan. Niraparadhe namalaye paya premadhan. And within these 9 processes of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam also, Kirtanam, Nama Sankirtan is very effective. Namaparadhe, Niraparadhe Nama, Laya Paya Premadhan. If one chants without any aparad, Niraparad, then one can get Prema, the wealth of Prema. And the verses are very nice here, quoted verses, that one should perform offenseless chanting. This chanting or devotional service does not depend on any paraphernalia of high birth, etc. If one becomes very humble and meek, he can easily attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Whatever one does in executing devotional service must be accompanied by the chanting of the holy name. And there are some quotations. After hearing this, Sanatana Goswami was astonished. He could understand, my decision to commit suicide is not approved by Lord Chaitanya. Samajh gaya. Then Sarvagna Mahaprabhu Nishedhila More Prabhura Charana Dhari Kahena Tahare. So he said, what's the time? 11:35. I think we should stop. What Sanatana Goswami said, we'll discuss tomorrow. Tomorrow or next class, Friday, just before you go for Yatra. Thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.